Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, another global broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and I return weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time. This is InfoWars, radio / television merged, so that we can document the claims that we're making here to another level. Now, coming up, I do want to open the phones up on this Sunday broadcast, and I also want to try to get to as much news as possible because there's just so much to cover here. But first off, we need to really get the word out to everybody that the entire modern liberal social engineering movement is about causing discord and unhappiness in the general population and then misdirecting the rebellion that's being stirred up by the system into establishing even greater forms of oppression and tyranny. And a great example of that is a story that's the top of Drudge. Drudge has big screenshots of it. It's also up on Infowars.com. Beyonce, urban terrorist in new video, baseball bat rampage. And we'll play some of the video. We can't play the audio because there's so much cussing. And, you know, you already see the Super Bowl with her up there in a anti-police rant, and then now we see her running around with a bunch of little girls skipping behind her. The message is learning how to be a woman is smashing cars up with a baseball bat because you hate men. So war against the police, war against men, that's going to really get you ahead in life. And then everybody sits there, I guess in Chicago especially, who's seen their crime rate double, already the highest crime rate in the world until 2015. Since then, since the middle of 2015, a year later, according to the Associated Press, the crime rate has doubled. Now, obviously, there are problems with our militarized police. There are obvious issues. I'm someone who's exposed them, one of the most prominent people. But that doesn't mean we just blame the average police officer. We blame ourselves for allowing our government to be run by criminals that are turning the police into tools of control. But then when you condition the public to run around and act like wild criminals in the street, no, she's a beautiful woman now because she's out smashing everything, engaged in these forms of anarchy behavior, you're setting these groups up to be basically imprisoned, to basically be set up, and to play the role of criminals. And I talked about MTV in the early 1990s. A lot of top rock stars that I personally know were called into meetings and told, you either merge with gangster rap or promote crime in the streets and drug dealing, or we're going to not air your music anymore. And, of course, a lot of hip-hop folks have come out and said when they wouldn't go along, people that are already very popular in the early 1990s, when they wouldn't go along with gangsterism and murder and criminality, they were told, okay, we're not going to air your stuff. So this is what the establishment wants. And Beyonce and all these other groups act like they're all gangster and they're tough and they're cool. They're on Sumner Redstone's Viacom, MTV, the biggest news corporation, biggest media corporation in the world, owns CBS, you name it. They are on the Super Bowl, Fox. And this is what they're pushing as we sit here and critique this garbage being pointed at children, being pushed at the population, fireballs going off, anarchy. In real world, a woman running around doing this will get shot. Just like the lady we saw 2 weeks ago with a battle axe trying to kill a cop. And the Black Lives Matter people freaked out. She'd already battle axed one person, tried to battle axe the cop. He shot her, and people said it was wrong. You got her as a wild-eyed woman running around, and you got Michelle Obama, it's all a script, out saying, how dare Louisiana and other states pass laws saying Christians can't be persecuted? And she's all upset and mad about it at a commencement speech. And all these foreign countries are canceling trips to the U.S., but not to Muslim countries where they behead homosexuals. That's okay.
the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one?
Little sister, who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun.
Hard to believe it's already Sunday, the 24th day of April 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Weekday broadcast, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock, all time Central. InfoWars.com/show. To find affiliates, listings, free iPhone apps, Droid apps, podcast links, video podcast links, and so much more, InfoWars.com/show. Or when you're on InfoWars.com, just go up to the radio show tab, and that will give you links to everything, including the free video feeds, audio feeds, and more. So you can also send that out on your email, Facebook, Twitter. The power of you, the audience, taking action and getting other folks to tune into the broadcast, to watch the videos, to read the reports, to look at the legislation we're covering, will be earth-shattering. InfoWars, in its 21-year history, has already had a gigantic effect. And we've only begun to fight. The metrics at which we operate are exponential, are compounding, and are extremely, extremely effective thanks to you taking action. So I salute the listeners and viewers who are not behind us, but are, again, as I've said many times, right beside us and at the heart of what we do. I was watching a report on InfoWars.com yesterday that David Knight filed, where he was talking about, why do we even have public restrooms? The original term from a restroom is a privy, meaning private. And why in this so-called nation, or in the West for that matter, is the biggest issue we discuss people changing their sex and who can go in what bathroom? I mean, this is comical. This is the total joke. While our collective Bill of Rights is being shredded, our collective freedoms are being destroyed, our sovereignty is being destroyed, trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of taxpayer dollars are signed on to prop up foreign banks, our government is opening our borders up to radical jihadists, there's an open attack on the family, and all we hear about all day is about how this company or that company or this public school or that public school are creating new bathrooms or saying men can go in women's and women can go in men's. This is all just a way you confuse a species. And in the globalist research, in the globalist think tank documents going back to the 50s and 60s, they talk about confusing the sexes for depopulation, opening salvo, pushing homosexuality. That's a fact. We always preface this with, we're not against gay people. I'm not going to use the politically correct word, because as soon as you start using the politically correct word, next it's you can't say mother or father, because someone may not have a mother or father, or someone may not be a he or she, so you can't say that. This is happening. This is the takeover of language. And I shouldn't have to, or David Knight shouldn't have to preface, listen, we're not against transgenders, but this whole agenda is about total federal and international control and UN laws about what type of bathrooms you have. Yeah, there's the headline from a year ago. School children told to call kids purple penguins because boys and girls is not inclusive to transgender. See, your identity can't exist. You must be assimilated. And that's the real message pushed by all the big TV shows and movies for decades. I would wonder, what is all this transgender stuff getting pushed? And I thought it was just some Hollywood fetish or something. No. Then I read it into the think tank documents that we've covered here, and it's all about coming in, ending the family, the nuclear family, making the state in control, reducing population, and that's what's going on here. And the West, that's the most open and the most historically liberal, is being targeted The British government came out 2 weeks ago and said, do not travel to the North Carolina or to Louisiana because, you know, they have laws against you. All it says is Christians can't be persecuted for their beliefs. But even British newspapers went, but wait a minute. The very same British government doesn't tell you to go to Saudi Arabia or don't go to Dubai or wherever where you'll be killed if you're a homosexual. Or Cirque du Soleil out of Canada canceled trips to the U.S. saying that, you know, our people are in danger of being attacked. Oh, bull. But are still going to Dubai and Saudi Arabia. You there it is, CNN, UK issues travel warning about anti-LGBT laws in the U.S. So we have people running around having hissy fits and getting caught getting fake cakes that they get a cake from a store and they put insults about themselves on it just to get attention. And every day people get caught putting swastikas in their front yard or swastikas in their dorms or saying the lacrosse team raped them. And it always, 99% of the time, turns out to be pure bull. So this is what's going on. And then you see Beyonce in her new music video that's up on Infowars.com. It's also on DrudgeReport.com. Urban terrorist in new video, baseball bat rampage, shows little girls skipping behind her while she runs around blowing up buildings, burning things down, beating up cars with a baseball bat. And she looks hideously ugly. She used to be that ugly. It's weird. The most establishment Viacom, the most establishment Fox, the most establishment attack the police, riot, burn stuff. And it's all these cheering black people saying how great she is. This is what they're selling. And then even two of my friends have seen this in Austin the last few months. Groups of young black kids coming up to baseball fields and parks screaming for white people to get out and to leave. And you see the racial attacks in the news all over the country, but they try to spin it and say it isn't. And they sing the Beyonce songs when they do it. And this is just the government and the system dividing and conquering, just like all the transsexual business. And then I was watching David Knight's report, and I meant to actually print this article. I had even seen this a week ago, and I hadn't even covered it. A federal judge ruled that boys in elementary school, middle school, high school can use the girls' showers and vice versa if they see themselves as a girl, even with male genitalia. But then I remember another story about another federal judge got caught drunk in a parking lot peeing. I think a lot of people probably done that. And he got lost his job. Remember last year, I'm going to pull up both those articles for me. I forgot to tell you, sorry. When we come back, I'll give people examples, the actual names. I forgot to pull it from my stack. He lost his job for indecent exposure, even though it was an adult cop driving by, saw him with his door open, peeing. Nobody could see it. Yeah, there's the headline we'll put up on screen right now for TV viewers. California citizens seek referendum to block transgender public bathroom use. Petition currently bottled up in court. Yeah, that's another case. The one with the federal judge was ruled that boys can use girls' showers and vice versa. Now, imagine you've got an 11-year-old daughter, and there's somebody that thinks they're a girl and they walk in and they have male genitals. This is meant to just, this is the new rights though. The NSA is going to spy on you. The border is going to be wide open. Foreign banks can rob you. Yeah, there it is. Federal court orders school to allow girls to use boys' restroom. Yeah, that's just the one on that. It's showers this last week. They ruled showers. The ruling actually says showers. So, see, they give you all these faux rights. You have a right in Travis County where I live to pay for other people's abortions. They actually have a hospital tax tagged onto your property tax. You have the right in San Francisco and many other cities to pay for $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 sex changes and plastic surgery, fake breasts and everything. Hey, if a guy wants to have it cut off and have fake breasts, knock yourself out, bro. The point is, I shouldn't have to. Oh, I'm getting it. If I don't give you money, I'm a bigot. This is the mental illness. And this is psychologically done. How does America the Great fall? How does Europe fall? All discussing where they poo-poo and pee-pee and their wee-wees. I mean, this is what we become. Because it's arrested development in the population, then we're given this mass mental illness.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to have open phones in the second hour, maybe even by the last segment of this hour. I'll get the number out in the next segment. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. The news website is Infowars.com. If that site's ever down, which it rarely is, PrisonPlanet.com is the backup. It's not just a mirror. It has some original content as well. It's also very important for all the viewers and listeners to stay in contact with us, with more and more censorship happening on Twitter, Facebook, even YouTube, and big efforts to try to shut us up and others up. That's been all over the news. This attack on free speech worldwide is intensifying. Email is one of the hardest ways for them to block us. It's very important. We send out a lot of exclusive content, news articles, videos, you name it, at Infowars.com/newsletter. Just put your email in there or a new email you create, and we will send you a lot of really exclusive information, including a lot of promo codes, coupons, you name it, for the store, InfowarsStore.com, that carries some of the best books, videos, pro-liberty apparel, Hillary for Prison shirts, incredible nutraceuticals, and more, including the new Make America Free Again. I've made a hat pretty much like Trump's Made in America, a blue one, a camo one, and a red one, and they're Made in America, super high quality. And we have those now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Just an example of why it's important to sign up for the new free newsletter, because there's a lot of promo codes that are in that, hint, hint. Sometimes specials up to 50% just for people that are members of the InfoWars Insider Newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. The system does a lot to try to block folks from tuning into the broadcast, so I suggest everybody do their best to get as many people to tune in as you can, especially people that are tuning in on AM and FM stations around the country. It's so easy to tell your neighbors, your coworkers, folks at church, you name it, to tune in to the local station you're listening to right now. And you can send out the free iPhone app, Droid app, links to anybody as well. This is how we reach more people. It's simply amazing. Okay, let me just tell you in this segment what is coming up. I kind of went off on a jag about the whole transgender stuff. We're going to get into huge news. Senator investigating Clinton emails says FBI could possibly leak info if the Justice Department does not call for her indictment. Clinton has also stormed Connecticut with an anti-gun message. Hilarious video and audio we're going to play. Donald Trump does hilarious impression of Crooked Hillary as a robot reading off teleprompters. Oh, the 9/11 Commission tries to confuse the public and says no Saudi smoking gun. The news has been running with this all weekend. The 9/11 Commission took a report from the Bushes, basically, and certified it. That's not the Congressional Commission. And now Obama says, oh, he's going to release parts of it. No, the whole thing. We know what's in it. We know about the FBI and defense intelligence whistleblowers that were in Congress. I've interviewed a bunch of them. They know about the NORAD stand down and the hijackers from Saudi Arabia being protected. I've had the head of the embassy on, you know, they were told these guys are CIA. I don't care if it says they're Al-Qaeda, let them in. They were protected. The Clintons and the Bushes protected them, and they protected them right up to 9/11, and that needs to come out. We're going to break that down. The really big news, memo, CDC officials warned of safety risk, diseases, and immigrant influx. That story's on drudgereport.com, right-hand column. It's at InfoWars.com, a Don Salazar article, and it's a sensational memo. We're going to get to that in a moment. Hillary considers all-female ticket by choosing woman as vice president nominee. London Telegraph, UK. Isn't that just special? Yeah, the stunt of, you know, we've had the black guy, now it's the woman. Isn't about who's qualified, isn't about who's a constitutionalist. No, no, no. It's about who is a woman. And in case Donald Trump or somebody nominates a VP woman, why, she wants to be all women. I'd go for two women if it was, say, and I'm not saying Michelle Bachmann or a you know, another person is perfect, like Sarah Palin, but they're better than Hillary and whoever she's going to pick. Maybe Hillary will pick her girlfriend or her chief of staff or whatever. So it's just all about total mindless stunts. Hey, look, I'm a woman. I love you. Oh, yeah. But she covered up all the rapes, of course, and the rest of it that her husband was involved in. Very well known. So that's coming up as well. That's just some of what's coming up of a big science and technology stack. But since I mentioned this, let's get to this. Let's get to this right now. Remember, back in 2000, and it was reported on 2002, ABC News got the memos, and to their credit, actually published it, where the head of the CDC and this whole boardroom of top execs of the Centers for Disease Control was meeting and said, look, we got millions of kids with autism directly linked in a bunch of our own studies to the vaccines causing some type of autoimmune response in the brain and the gut. I won't give this to my grandkids. We got to warn our kids not to take it. But if we tell the public, they're going to revolt. We've got to get the heads of industry in and clean these things up. Now, you can just type in CDC, you know, secret meeting 2000, ABC News. It'll come up. The reason I mention that is here's another one. But this is on diseases. Now, folks, they have drug-resistant and drug-immune TB in Latin America and in Pakistan in places. They've got it in Brazil, Nicaragua, El Salvador, places in India that no drug will treat and that you get locked up for years until they, quote, find some drug. And the drugs are so toxic, they'll eat your liver half the time. I mean, they got antibiotics out now. They're so deadly, it's just over the top. It's almost like chemotherapy. Yeah, it'll kill the TB. It'll also kill you. So, memo, CDC officials warned of safety risk diseases amid immigrant influx. Now, listen, this is from the CDC internal high-level email that Judicial Watch superstars with their lawsuits got via a FOIA lawsuit. We might as well plan on many of the kids having TB, reads a redacted 2014 CDC email. Imagine what they redacted if this was in there. An internal memo circulated within the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in 2014 shows the agency was well aware of many illegal alien minors and young adults entering the U.S. harbored communicable diseases. Yeah, you go to jail, they test you for TB. They do the antibody test. And then they isolate you if you have it, but not your public school, because that'd be politically incorrect. And, of course, you can type in tuberculosis explodes in U.S. school children, CDC. You can pull those articles up. In a memo obtained by the government watchdog Judicial Watch following a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security over a Freedom of Information Act request, a high-level government official urged employees to assume a large number of detained undocumented children at the southwest border had tuberculosis. We might as well plan on many of the kids having TB, reads a redacted 2016 email from Centers for Disease Control. Environmental health specialist Alaric C. Denton to Indiana Health Services Industrial Hygiene and Safety Management Board. Denton's email also spoke to the overwhelming, close quote, scope of health efforts, as well as he warned employees to be wary of personal safety, as many UACs, that's the undocumented, were not children but young adults. And then it goes on to protect yourselves, you know, wear a mask, whatever. But don't tell the schools that you integrate them into. Like Anderson High, my alma mater, 231 Syrian refugees, children. Oh, we're told it's only a few thousand nationwide. Bull, it's thousands in Austin alone. And I check, they don't even test them, nothing. They just bring them in. They don't even know what planet they're on. Just hacking and coughing all over the place. But it's okay. It's okay. Because we're politically correct now, we're putting in bathrooms. It was more than 100 years ago now.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Some people try to spin this broadcast and say it's gloom and doom, it's negative. No, it's very positive to talk about the engine of free market and human freedom and what we can do together. It's also very positive to expose what's rotten, what's bad, what's threatening our freedoms. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And the system wants us all chasing our tails, fighting with each other, men fighting with women, people fighting over what skin color they are, people obsessing over political correctness, while the robber barons run around establishing a private, above-the-law, corporate world government with diplomatic immunity, strip mining, free humanity. That's what's happening. Strip mining, free humanity. And what's crazy is this isn't my opinion. I've made films like Endgame. I've written books like Descent into Tyranny. Both the book and the film are free online. I have the quotes from the big think tanks, shots of the books, written by world leaders where they admit all this. That's the thing. Modern liberalism is meant to break up the family, make people totally dependent on the state and poor and dumbed down. I remember reading a National Banking Association newsletter that went out in 1898. I remember covering it years ago. It's in several famous books, you know, shots of it. It's only 5 or 6 pages long, and it talks about Americans are responsible for most of the inventions. We have the highest literacy rate in the world now. Americans make politics a sport. They're obsessed with it. They are defeating our railroads. They're defeating our land takeovers. The robber barons were getting their butt kicked. And they said, we're going to come out with national education. We're going to make it be something that is seen as a royalty, as a letter of mark, as a status symbol. And we're going to have all these different, you know, the theater and the fictional press. We're going to finance, using British technologies, they write about it, systems already used in England, to basically make it cool to be a slave. You try to read a newspaper from 115 years ago, I can hardly read it. Try to read a newspaper from 200 years ago, it's amazing how big the vocabulary is, how complex it is, how there might be 5-6 newspapers per city battling it out over different perspectives. And things weren't perfect, but it was true wild, wild west. Now it's just this drone system with a bunch of dependent people who want to have their bones earned, who want to go out and be warriors. But we're told men aren't warriors now. No, no, no. You become a warrior watching Beyonce at the Super Bowl. Can't get more establishment than that. That's what they want you to see, all pre-approved. And on MTV with Beyonce running around, burning things down, blowing things up, and attacking because she hates men and police. And then you watch almost every other show. Award show, music show, movie show. It's nothing but cultural war. This is an admitted weapon to screw everybody up. And then meanwhile, they want DNA testing for anyone to go to Kuwait. Just to fly in, they take your blood and put it in a database, face scan you, thumbprint you. Mexico gives you 1 year to 6 months hard labor and tortures you if you're caught illegally in the country. That's the London Guardian. We have some of the most lenient laws in this country when it comes to letting people live the way they want to live. And I'm an extremely libertarian person, but some of them go too far. Because now these groups are targeting kids and trying to get into the schools. I don't care if it's heterosexual, homosexual, what it is. But almost every Arab country and Muslim country executes you if you are a homosexual. But see, quote, gay people in this country are so programmed on average that they don't care if people are chopping their heads off. They don't care if the British government or U.S. government doesn't do a travel advisory to those countries. They want to talk about Louisiana or North Carolina because it says Christians can refuse service of somebody they don't want to bake a cake. Give me a break. It's all just a stunt to turn people against each other. And let me tell you the big secret of all the transgender stuff they're pushing in schools. When they make transgenders' bathrooms and they make everything from the third grade on about brainwashing kids about what gender they want to be, it's like the rollout of the automobile or the rollout of swimming pools. 100 years ago, there weren't any swimming pools in people's houses. 100 years ago, there were hardly any cars. And I'm not saying swimming pools and cars are bad. It's an innovation. But you roll them out, they get popularized, people start thinking about it, you start getting a cement pond like the Beverly Hillbillies talk about. Well, we don't get cement ponds anymore. We don't get innovation. We don't have elites anymore that want us to get paid enough at work to buy one of their cars. We have a post-industrial world, a post-population world, where they don't want families or populations. They want negative growth. This is the admitted cosmology of Agenda 21. This is the eugenics system, worldwide by UNESCO on record, under international treaty. But I'm telling you, it's fact. It is meant to force the culture to obsess on not knowing your sex, not knowing who you are. as chemicals are added in utero to fetuses that change the biological development of the brain and, in many cases, the sexual organs. And you can look up Pentagon planned gay bomb. You can look up Aldous Huxley, Julian Huxley, the plan to make hermaphrodites. First, they're going to push the homosexual revolution, then the trans revolution, then the asexual revolution. It's going to get so confusing that they just say everybody is nothing. And that's what they now admit. Let's just be nothing. We'll all use one bathroom, one shower, because you're not allowed your identity. You can't use the word mother or father, he or she, because it hurts someone. That is so profound to say you can't be a male or you can't be a female. And that's liberalism. That's liberalism. To say you can't be a man, you can't be a female, you can't say he or she. And I remember I covered this 5 years ago when only some colleges and high schools were doing it. People said that'll never happen here when it was happening in Europe. Now, almost every high school in the U.S., and now it's going down to elementary school, just like it started 20 years ago with one school banning dodgeball. Then they all banned dodgeball. It's all UNESCO, UN treaty. The UN comes up with it. Then we implement it. Isn't it that the UN runs us? It's that the globalists, the robber barons, the Rockefellers, created the UN on record, created it to set this up. Then they transfer our power to it, and then it dictates back to us. Like TPP, like NAU. They now admit today that they are merging the European Union with the Atlantic Agreement with the North American Union. Obama has been in England and says, don't leave the EU or your trade deals with the U.S. are over, and threatened the U.K. and said, we already have a trade deal. You can't leave. You already have one with us. Asian Union, European Union, American Union, all three unions. This is official. This is global governance, UN. This was in the newspapers in the 50s, this plan. It's here. Three mega unions under treaties tied to each other. And the three unions all have three jurisdictions. Three unions with the sub-unions. That is nine unions with a governmental final 10th union. You're like, wow, I heard about that in Revelation. Yeah. Either it's true and it's happening, or they took it as a model. Three super regions with 10 regions, nine of them physical regions, one of them a political super region, the 10th horn, the little horn. Wow. Heavy, man. Heavy, heavy, heavy. All happening. The Pope announcing global government. Huge newspapers announcing we're all going to get chips to get prescriptions now. You'll have to have a chip. It's my dad's a physician. He went for continued medical training and was there with his mouth hanging open when they said, within a few years, you'll have to have a chip to get your prescription. It's coming. It's here. The churches won't warn you. They've been bought and paid for under the World Council of Churches. Look up who set that up. The Rockefellers again. The robber barons 100 years ago.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Divide and conquer, take it to the next level. That's what the New World Order's up to. And while the big mega banks are above the law and exempt themselves from everything they put on our backs, they teach us how to not discriminate. Don't use the word mother or father, boy or girl, he or she. If they've already gotten to that point, what do you think is coming next? Well, it's like MSNBC says, we got to get past the point of believing in parents. The state raises the children now. But meanwhile, the left won't criticize radical Islam that's taking over Islam and the 5 million plus immigrants, illegals, not supposed to use the word illegal, brought into Europe. But I guess the last few years it hadn't been illegal because Merkel and Hollande advertised for them to come in. And then when they came in, did their TB and their hepatitis, no one's tested. Why they're given jobs, or old Germans or French are thrown out of their places and they're given government housing. That's all in the news. And the illegals in this country are allowed to come here, and are legalized or not even tested for disease. Oh, but you've got to take all your vaccines to make sure everybody's safe, even though those vaccines don't protect you from what the illegals are bringing in. It's all about you putting in your body what the government says when it says. Never mind, our government's been caught in thousands of declassified lethal studies, nerve gassing, microwaving, radiating little children. And if you didn't know about those, you might just look up Atomic Energy Agency, secret testing, declassified stuff like that. U.S. troops tested on lethal programs, Project Shad, or most of you know about Tuskegee, 45 years of blacks being secretly injected with syphilis so they'd go spread it in their communities. But what's wrong with a brain-eating microscopic worm? It's Lyme's disease of the brain. What's wrong with that? It's not. Let's trust this government. I'm sure they're a lot nicer now. 1 in 30,000 had autism 35 years ago, 30 years ago. Now it's 1 in 58, 1 in 57. CDC's own 15-year-old whistleblower document, the head of the CDC with the research, they know what it's doing. They know. Roll up your sleeve and take your shot. They love you. How a now retracted autism study went viral again, and then they've got more articles out trying to attack Dr. Wakefield, who's been totally vindicated, claiming, oh, there's no problems, even though the inserts of the vaccine say they can kill you. But let's go further now. Let's get into it. So, memo, CDC officials warned of safety risk diseases amid immigrant influx, things like drug-resistant TB, hepatitis A, B, and C, and all sorts of other third-world things like leprosy that's making a comeback here in the United States. In fact, they say it's like epic level now in Florida, but big deal. What's something that eats your face off, you know? Go out and get leprosy to be in solidarity. Report, children of refugees get more federal benefits than poor U.S. kids. Well, they got to have some way to get them here. America loves kids, but Uncle Sam is a favorite. Children of refugees. Oh, yeah, Uncle Sam, really. Who is Uncle Sam? Foreign-run federal government? Among recipients of food stamps, welfare cash, and Social Security payments, refugee children receive more in taxpayer-funded aid than children of citizens, according to a new report by the Federal Spending and Pro-Immigration Migrant Policy Institute. They're just fighting over getting more. You see, it's all an incentive to get people here. Of course, once you're already born here, they don't care about you. They aren't going to try to help you out. Here's another one. I'm going to play the audio of this. This is up on Infowars.com, Gateway Pundit article. Muslim migrants in Germany chant Adolf Hitler, who in a lot of Arab countries has like an 80% approval rating. He's like a superstar over there. You didn't know Hitler in most Muslim countries is like one of the most popular people? Seriously, look it up. I'm like, but that's okay with the left because, you know, that's another Hitler. Muslim migrants in Germany chant Adolf Hitler and Allah Akbar. Adolf Hitler, Allah Akbar. And a Syrian flag. With images of AK-47s on their necks saying free Palestine. And I'm not against Palestine or the Palestinians or anybody. The point is, you don't bring in 5 million of the military-age men, almost all of them are military-age men, most of them were fighters, as some weird leftist time bomb op. I mean, look, Hillary Clinton on record is the commander of ISIS. It was Al-Qaeda, that's all ISIS is, that attacked in Benghazi. They shipped the weapons. I told you a week after it happened exactly what happened. It's now been all admitted. Again, we're right again, folks, because we got the sources. And because I'm crazy enough to go with the info, high-level folks give me. Nobody else really will. More folks are nowadays. It's good to have some company. It's not as dangerous. Because, look, I'm not looking to be the number one guy doing all this. I just keep stepping up to the plate. So they advertise invade Syria. For years, the West attacks. The Russians go defeat them. So Turkey says, okay, come through here to Europe. They come into Europe. And then they run around chanting Adolf Hitler, Allah Akbar, raping and killing. And then the Germans, the Swiss, the Dutch, the French, just a whole bunch of other countries. Sweden makes it against the law for them to put in the news that it was a Muslim that rapes or kills. That's in the news. Hillary urges Britain to remain in the European Union. That's right. She's joined the bandwagon. This is London Guardian with Obama saying, listen, don't have the BRICS exit. Don't leave the EU, even though they now make 90%+ of your laws and the EU bureaucracy is unelected. It's okay. You need to let them keep running things or we will pull out of our treaties with you. And Obama goes on to say, because we're in a treaty with the EU that you're in. We've already merged in the Atlantic Treaty that his predecessor, Mr. Cameron's predecessor, signed onto. So there you go. Open world government, just like the Pope and the communist Chinese tell us we can't have Donald Trump. Our president and would-be new president, Hillary, are weighing in bullying. And here's an article. This is out of Reuters. Obama tells British youth, don't pull back from the world. See, you're pulling back when you don't let unelected multinational corporations that loot through the EU make all your laws and appoint your leaders. Isn't that just special? Isn't that just cute? U.S. President Obama implored young British people on Saturday not to pull back from the world a day after sparking a row or fight by bluntly telling Britain it should remain in the European Union to preserve its remaining global clout. And the true liberal mayor of London, I mean, he's liberal, folks, has come out and said, we should get out of this. It's tyranny. We're losing our sovereignty. This is global colonialism by megabanks. I'm starting to become a fan of this guy. What happens when the real left emerges? Who are for, you know, social stuff liberal and even taxes, you know, want high taxes on the rich, which I'm not endorsing, but still I could live with that. He just doesn't want to destroy the country and sign it over to multinationals. In fact, we have the clip. We probably should play it. Boris Johnson rages at ridiculous and weird Obama extraordinary statement to mock president over his threat to hold back trade deal in devastating intervention. Boris Johnson has launched an astonishing attack on Obama's ridiculous and weird arguments for Britain to stay in the EU. In an outspoken assault last night, the London mayor mocked the U.S. president. In fact, we have that video. Okay, we have the one of him defending the mocking. In an outspoken assault last night, the London mayor mocked the U.S. president's controversial claim that the Anglo-U.S. trade deal would be hit by the BRICS exit. And he stepped up his war of words over Winston Churchill, claiming that the wartime leader and the U.S. both stood for democracy and that the EU didn't. Yes, Lord Monckton and Nigel Farage, the heads of UKIP, we'd have them on 10 years ago, but nobody knew what UKIP was. Fastest growing party in Europe, fastest growing party in the U.K., it's like libertarian Alex Jones party. And they are taking over. And so even the left now is saying, wait a minute, 90% of our laws plus are made by the EU and it's unelected. The EU parliament is elected but has no power. I mean, look, you start talking about this, it's game over. This is appointed government. TPP merges the NAU, the EU, and the Asia Pacific unions together. We're going to open the phones up, folks. Next hour, we're taking your phone calls on all these issues, on the campaign, on what's unfolding, on the cultural assault on the family, all of it. 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. Different number on Sundays. 877-789-2539. And it's first-time callers in the first round. Let me add that. 877-789-ALEX. Oh, don't forget InfoWarsStore.com with the books, the videos, the new Make America Free Again hats, and so much more. Free shipping on orders of $50 or more, and 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. InfoWarsStore.com is the big blanket signer. Call toll-free to support the broadcast and get great products. 888-253-3139. Your funding of the InfoWar is absolutely essential, and I want to thank all of you for support. Second hour straight ahead. Tell folks to tune in.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've said this hundreds of times, and I think I should say it more. I think I should cut intro liners just to say it every hour. Once it is known that private megabanks are establishing an unelected corporate world government, and that sovereignty has already been ended, and that most nations are already under private corporate world government, it's game over. If we get the public educated before the smart grid is in place and the big multinationals own all the robot farmers, all the robot trains, all the robot cars, all the robot facilities, the globalists admit they want to checkmate humanity by getting most production in the hands of a technocracy where humans aren't needed, then the terms of surrender can be dictated. China's first security robot debuts. China's People's Daily. Japan's next generation of farmers could be robots. Bloomberg. Look, Mao, no hands. China's roadmap to self-driving cars. Meet Brad, the AI interrogator, virtual personal persona, taught to tell when people are really telling the truth. Oh, the computer doesn't lie. Oh, really, it's programmed to lie. How Facebook plans to take over the world. That's only part of that robot takeover stack. And if you go back, I'm not bragging, and read stuff I wrote 20 years ago or see films I made 20 years ago or 18 years ago, you'll go, this is exactly what's happening now. Because the white papers are public. I've read the books. I've done reviews of the books. I've made films about it. They've got a plan, folks, and we ain't in it, to quote George Carlin. It's a big club, and we ain't in it. Well, guess what? My ancestors and your ancestors built this stinking thing. I'm always hearing Louis Farrakhan saying, black people built this country, and they certainly were a big part of it, and you better give us a piece of this dirt, or we're going to burn this sucker down. Now, before the media takes me out of context and says, I said that, I'm quoting Louis Farrakhan, but I get the point. I'm not defending what he said at that point in time. What I'm saying is, everybody built this thing, and the elite are stealing it. I want some of this dirt. I'm not going to roll over to the New World Order. I'll say that right now. I want the life extension. I want the classified technologies that they claim are disruptive technologies, so we can't have them. Yeah, they're not disruptive for you. You're not allowed to hide all this stuff under national security, be tax exempt. I want this dirt. I'm not going to take your vaccines and eat your GMO. I know good damn well you're trying to kill us. And I'm not going to sit here and fight with a bunch of people. I'm sick of it. Yeah, I got to criticize Beyonce and all these people spewing all their race garbage, but she's funded by Sumner Redstone and Fox TV and the Super Bowl. That's the establishment's mouth. And I see young kids running around acting like her everywhere. A lot of them get shot by the police. They're literally putting out a program. My two girls were so good until one time I bought a CD online of Huey, Louie, and Dewey, Donald Duck's cousins or nephews. And I let them watch them over a couple nights, and I noticed they started being really bad and doing pranks on each other and misbehaving. And it was just seeing five or six of the cute little ducks doing bad things to Donald, and it took me months to get my girls to stop. Now, folks, that's the power of little girls seeing cute little ducks running around doing bad things. Now you got Beyonce running around saying, attack cops, burn things down, knock out store windows. She's telling you, go out and get your head blown off. And you know why Chicago's got double the homicide rate of the world now? Highest rate in the world, double that? They had the highest, now they doubled it. Just type in, Chicago doubles murder rate in the last year. It's gangster rap. And most people getting killed are people that watch these videos and then come trying to rob somebody, and citizens just don't care and blow you away. There it is, WGN-TV, homicide rate in Chicago more than doubled since last February, and it was the world's highest crime rate then. That's what's living under the parasite rule of the New World Order is like.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. obedient workers, people who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the
until the robots replace you,
reduced benefits, the end of overtime and the vanishing pension that disappears,
and the end of your life.
Now they're coming for your Social Security.
Now they're coming with vaccines to kill you.
Criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club and you ain't in
it. It's a big planet. You ain't gonna be on it.
I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
George Carlin is with us, still battling the New World Order. Yeah, George Carlin was a 9/11 truther. The media misrepresents what a 9/11 truther is, where people that know Saudi Arabia and criminal elements of other governments were involved, including ours. Because the FBI and the head of the Department of Transportation and everybody else came out at the time, including the Congressional Commission, and said there was a cover-up. That was in the news. But it was in AP, in Reuters, in a Miami Herald. It wasn't big news. And it was in closed sessions of Congress, closed committees. Now Obama, under heat, says he'll release part of the 28 pages. Well, the 28 pages itself is only a small piece. Release it all, Obama. It's only a matter of time. But we already have talked to Congressman Jones and others that have seen it. Our government ordered a stand down on 9/11 and ordered a subsequent cover-up and ordered cover-ups to let the hijackers go forward in the months before, because they were just decoys in a CIA joint Saudi Arabian Turkish slash Israel drill. But it really wasn't a drill. Nerve gas was released on board the planes, and we don't know what happened after that, as best we've researched. But the only real air phone calls that happened were the flight attendants saying, there's gas, we're choking, we can't breathe, on two different flights. The FBI, to its credit, came out and said there were no 35,000, 30,000 foot flight calls to the Solicitor General from his wife with the official story. Her cell phone didn't call him. There was no air phone call. When the Solicitor General went on Larry King Live, it was a load of prunes, to quote Dan Rather. Just Google for yourself. FBI says Solicitor General's wife did not call him, phone records show. Did not happen. Did not happen. Did not happen. And when they claim the calls came in was 30 minutes before impact, when the plane was still at 30 plus thousand feet. I have flown 100-plus times since 9/11, probably more. Because some trips, it's 4 or 5 times, you know, per flight, you know, per trip, say to Europe or whatever. I have always, neurotically, tried to get my cell phone to work above. 15 years ago, it would conk out at 3,000 feet. The towers have gotten better. It goes to about 6,000, 7,000 now. You say, how do you know that? How do you know that? I can tell how we are from, like, towers and things. I know how tall 2,000-foot towers are, and you can see when you're, you know, how high you are. They admit they don't work at those heights, but that's how dumb they think you are, ladies and gentlemen. But the good news is it's coming out. I want to go to your phone calls, Andrew and Jackie and Tom and Santino and Erica, so many others that are patiently holding. I will go to your phone calls. But just finishing up with this global government, if you just joined us, Boris Johnson is the Liberal mayor, super popular of London. Lord Monckton, the conservative, former top advisor to Margaret Thatcher, frequent guest of the show, but we should get him on soon, about the BRICS exit. He kept pointing out that 80-plus percent of their laws were made by the EU. Now it's gotten worse, where 90-plus percent are made by the EU. And Parliament, whether it's in Ireland or whether it's in England or whether it's in Scotland, has to rubber stamp it. That's their model. Unelected boards make the decisions. The elected things just get to rubber stamp, kind of like the Republicans are telling us the delegate process works now. They've never done this before. They're trying to act like this is normal, stealing, you know, votes and not honoring popular votes. It's bull. Well, it's the same thing. Well, it hasn't worked. So to the credit of the Libertarian Patriots in the UK Independence Party, founded by Nigel Farage and Lord Monckton and others, they're now the fastest growing party in Europe and the EU and in the UK. And now the left is having to adopt this and go, yeah, we deserve to make our own laws. Yes, you're right. Yes, we don't like foreign groups making our laws. Because even the left He has opposition to the NAU and EU and TPP and all these agreements that just give more power to unelected groups. That's what we're going into. And if we ever force a debate about this in the general public, it's over. And that's what I've hammered forever. And we're starting to reach that point. People are going, wait a minute, China doesn't have to shut down any coal power plants, but we do. And they have dirty plants. We have clean ones. And that makes our energy 2-3 times, 4 times in some cases what it is in China. So factories have to move to China. America used to be most competitive because we had a low-cost energy plan to dominate the world until the 70s. And people go, wait a minute. If you triple our power prices, you just set, boom, light bulb goes on. Because they're literally trying to turn the light bulbs off. You see, wait, a foreign group makes my laws? Wait, the Pope's calling for world government? What? Mexico arrests illegals, but we have to pay for them to have kids here? And they're calling me racist? What? That's why 70% of Hispanics in Gallup poll want to control the border. Even people that aren't citizens want a border. They're not stupid. You don't have a country if you don't have one. But they sit there and go, Donald Trump is evil because he says up is up and down is down. Isn't it evil? And then the right gets all concerned when he comes out in North Carolina and goes, well, I guess, you know, we should just have one bathroom for everybody. And what he's talking about is the new modern bathrooms where they get around this, where there's just single bathrooms. You go in a whole hall, has like 8 bathrooms at the hotel. I personally like that better. I don't like much about the modern design with the swimming pools are 1.5 feet deep. You know, the lawyers write all this and no diving boards. But you go into the W and stuff, it's like 8 or 9 bathrooms, single-person bathrooms. Boy, that's what I like. I want privacy. So the answer is just go to single bathrooms everywhere and family restrooms, absolutely. But see, Trump is cheap. He doesn't want to have to retrofit all his hotels. And when he got asked that question, I saw him rise up his chair and he goes, yeah, let's just go with, use whatever you want. he goes, this is going to be really expensive. Yeah, like America's with a Disabilities Act, you know, bankrupting so much. You could even argue, though, that's reasonable. But it becomes reasonable when it's on small organizations, you know, $100,000 size businesses. It just bankrupts them. You've always got to exempt the little guy. Instead, the globalists always get exempted, and the little guy doesn't. That's the essence of the New World Order. So here's the Boris Johnson clip where they're attacking him, and he goes, how dare you? We'll make our own laws if we want. That's sovereignty. The idea of nationalism is coming back. Globalism is a screw job. It's not some cool, you know, thing. It's really hip, man. Some shadow corporation made my laws, dude. Enron came up with all this, by the way, the carbon taxes, the TPP, and then Bill Nye, the science guy, has the nerve to get up on TV and say, yeah, we should look at arresting people that disagree with man-made global warming. Because we arrested Enron. Enron came up with it, boy. Here is the mayor of London.
Obviously, people will make of the article what they want. But the crucial point is that I'm a big fan of Barack Obama. He's one of the first people to come out in favor of him ages ago. But I think there's a weird paradox when the president of the United States, a country that would never dream of sharing its sovereignty over anything, instructs or urges us politely to get more embroiled in the European Union, which is already making 60% of our laws. And furthermore, I think it's a bit much. When the Americans, with all due respect to our wonderful American diplomats here in London, owe this city £9 million in unpaid congestion charge, and for them to tell us that, we've got to spend...
We're going to go to break. His article's more hardcore, but the point is, sovereignty's openly being debated. We're about to go to break. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to Mark in Arizona, Jackie in Florida, Santino in California, Andrew in Ohio, Chris in Indiana, and countless others. Coming up here in just a few minutes for the balance of the broadcast, interspersed other important news. But recapping just in the compendium, one stack of news, you're getting to some of the stack I haven't covered yet. Video, Muslim migrants in Germany chant Adolf Hitler and Allah Akbar, demanding more from the government. Memo, CDC officials warned of safety risk diseases amid immigrant influx. We might as well plan on many of the kids having TB and spreading it to our children, which they did, of course. Report, children of refugees get more federal benefits than poor U.S. kids. Hillary Clinton urges Britain to remain in the European Union. Obama tells British youth, don't pull back from the world. Boris Johnson rages at ridiculous and weird Obama. On German visit, Obama to push transatlantic trade deal that we're already under, but expanding the merger of us with the EU. So that's just some of what we got in that stack. Then, Austrian far-right triumphs in presidential vote over concerns about their open borders and what's happening there. That shows the backlash. Continuing, First Lady targets Mississippi religious freedom bill in a commencement speech about the horrible oppression that Christians in this bill that was passed can't be jailed or arrested if they refuse to bake a cake for a gay wedding. I mean, you know, that's probably bad business or whatever. The point is, people at that micro level should have that right. It's government services and things that there shouldn't be discrimination. And it should be a state issue. What is she down there doing this? It's just it's a distraction. Meanwhile, again, Cirque du Soleil out of Canada, other British companies are California. The governor there has, quote, ordered state employees, remember last week, not to travel to, what, four states. San Francisco's done it, too. Seattle. Cities are saying you don't have a right to travel to these states, not on business, period. You can't do that. It's not your jurisdiction. They're little dictators. So other states boycotting other states, but nothing about their employees going to Saudi Arabia or these other Arab countries that chop gay people's heads off. Nothing about Obama backing ISIS and Al-Qaeda, murdering every Christian they get their hands on. No, just Michelle Oh as the first lady, the poor oppressed lady that tells our children what to eat every day. How upside down is that? Schools are being fined that don't eat what she says. Our literal master is so mad with all the faux rights. And she knows what she's doing, folks. She knows what she's doing. A U.S. government agency is scolding people on Twitter for texting and driving. That's right. It's tracking you through your cell phone, getting you used to it communicating with you, and then texting you back when it knows you're driving and texting, getting you used to being surveilled. But see, they're getting you used to Big Brother for a good reason, The Verge reports. A National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is a federal body tasked with automotive safety, as its name implies. And sometimes you just have to take a message straight to the people. See, I've told you years ago, they're going to have break-in messages on radio, TV, your cell phones, because I met with station owners who were going to FCC meetings that they told people were, quote, restricted because of national security and all this infrastructure protection is what they called it. And I told you, 16, 17, 18 years ago, I guess it was about 97. So I guess 16, 17 years ago, I told you that they would break in on your phones, break in on your smart cars, and start giving you messages at first and taking over billboards and not looking for Amber alerts, but, you know, lost kids or whatever, or Alzheimer's people. That was priming the pump to get used to it, that it would then be gun owners. It would then be patriots. It would then be anti-liberty messages. It would be tracking you by the mile and taxing you. And now it's here. But they roll it out to get you to stop texting while you're driving. That's a local jurisdiction for the police to handle, not the feds. If you look at the NHTSA's Twitter feed right now, you'll find that it's just a non-stop stream of burns aimed at people who admit sometimes gleefully that they text and drive. And then next, it'll be actually targeting your phone in live time. Four federal agents shot, motel destroyed in Kansas, CNN. This whole thing sounds like something dirty going down, folks. The whole way it's written looks like a cover-up. Who knows what these people were involved in, I'm just saying. So that's just some of what we're breaking down on that front. I'm going to take a few calls now before we go to break. And then I'm going to come back and continue with your calls. And then I'm going to get more into the attack on free speech, tying it into the First Lady. Then the latest on the election, Donald Trump, some really good clips from Trump, and a lot of other scientific news is very, very important. That is all coming up today. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Mark in Arizona. Mark in Arizona, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, my friend. Go ahead.
I just want to weigh in on this bathroom situation. It's just another distraction, and I get that. But I'm a father of two daughters and a son. And I got to tell you, every time my son growing up would go into this men's bathroom, my heart would skip a beat. And no one's talking about how treacherous the men's bathroom is. They're just talking about how men are going to dress up and go into the women's bathroom. They've already started putting in these family restrooms. They shouldn't be calling them family restrooms. They should be calling them all the other people that want to have privacy restrooms. Okay? And I am a...
That's right. You should have the male bathroom and the female bathroom, and then have the one-person bathrooms for folks that think they're a dog or an Easter bunny or whatever.
You know, I mean, I go into a Kohl's, I go into a Target. They have a family restroom with a changing table in there. It's great. I'm a contractor. I'm an electrician. So I build this stuff all the time. And it would bankrupt all the little guys. And that's not what I'm about, you know. Of course, I would love it as a contractor if they mandated, hey, put another...
Well, sir, you're trying to be reasonable. And this isn't about people that truly think they're the other sex. There's a lot of chemicals in the food and water, embryonically. Some of this stuff's real. I don't hate anybody. But I shouldn't have prefaced it with that. This is messing with the family, messing with normal biology. The globalists admit it. And I'll say it. Leslie Cochran is one of the most famous, quote, transgenders in U.S. history. He looked like some... I mean, I had an office by his house for many years. Didn't know that when I got to office. Part of the reason I left was because of the annex that he was engaged in. I'm going to leave it at that. They worship him as a god. They want to put up a statue to him. And, sir, I first met him before I even had an office by him at Access Television. And they would have the Christian groups complain, but women's groups, all people that had shows complain because he and his cohorts would go in the women's bathroom, in the men's bathroom. They were obsessed with bathrooms. And these are men with beards, with their teeth falling out, bombed out of their brain on drugs. He would be in there shooting up heroin so much he was vomiting everywhere. And he finally got thrown out of the restroom because of it. And this is their god, a guy with a beard in a thong or a cheerleader's outfit, vomiting everywhere. And he was just, I mean, literally like a demon creature out of hell. A demon creature out of hell. I was around him for 6 years. I had bad luck. He'd be at Access TV, and then I had my office. And, oh, my God, he had a house. He poses homeless two doors down. And I got to enjoy it. Believe me, I know. And it's like bathroom trolls. And him and his friends would go in there, and they would just... And we know it was heroin because they admitted it. Just stumbling around, projectile vomiting, falling everywhere, children walking in. There's two guys. One of them was like 6'5", with crap running down their legs. I mean, they were constantly crapping on themselves. I mean, I'm sorry. It was hellish. This is their god. If they can force this on us, they can do anything. Excuse me. We're going to finish up with Mark here in a moment after the liner rolls. Then I'm going to try to hurry through your calls, Santos. Andrew.
From the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I didn't mean to go off into a rant about Leslie Cochran. Most people don't know who he is. You can Google his name. We'll put images up for TV viewers. Infowars.com/show if you're a radio listener. Want to find the video feeds. But he's become a national celebrity with the trendy. San Francisco has similar people, and they get the grossest, most bizarre, most hideous person. I don't mean how they look. I mean how they act. And make them a god to invert reality. And it's really overall a mimicking a CIA program that was declassified 2 years ago to put out the most deviant art they could to bring down civilization and culture. And it's one thing if you're going to have deviant art out there. They want to force feed it while attacking stuff that's beautiful. And they are set to vote to have a big city statue for him. He was a very pitiful, sad, horrid person. I know him well. Wes, who was one of our IT guys at the time and still is, was in there telling the newer crew, absolutely, it's worse than I'm saying. Yeah, it's worse than I'm saying. And by the way, any of the Leslie people, his cult, ever criticize me, I'm going to go down to the city council and I'm going to unload everything. I haven't unloaded anything. You want me to unload? I'll do it. I will unload. That's nothing you've heard, okay? Y'all don't know about the tourists that came to see him. I moved offices because of it. Because I'm not an open-minded person. Oh, let me tell you. Let me tell you, there's some weird fetishes out there I didn't know about till I had the enjoyment meeting Leslie Cochran. The enjoyment, let me tell you, the bad luck for over a decade to continually run into him up close. And this is the perfect example of their God. And our right now is to have this guy in the bathroom. Bathroom trolls. And yes, and it didn't really happen a lot to me. It happened a few times, but I've talked to other men. And growing up as a young man in men's bathrooms, that's where mainly Republican congressmen, it seems, troll for young boys. So, it is an issue. And so it's just this is the fall of Rome. We're obsessed with bathrooms while TB is flooding in across our borders. And while ISIS is preparing attacks that the government will allow to happen just to take our rights. So, Mark, I didn't mean to go off into a jag about that. But yes, they've got to train us to, you know, teach. Now in Head Start, they're teaching three-year-olds about sex and going, you don't have to be a boy or a girl. You can be who you want to confuse them. It's really about force-feeding confusion and the fall of civilization. The communist Chinese execute you if you're homosexual. I don't think they should. But our media never criticizes that. But you know why they do? They say it's a Western plan to make their country fall. What does Putin say? A Western plan. He just doesn't let folks go in and, you know, throw feces on the churches. The point is it a globalist plan. And even the communists kill you for it. So, and I'm not agreeing with that. It's like the left promotes Mao and then hates my family. It's like the ADL saying I'm a Nazi when all I do is fight Nazis and I'm hated by Nazis and then giving real Nazis like Schwarzenegger and Soros the top awards. It's all inverted. It's all a lie. It's all crazy. Mark, I'm sorry. I got to get to the other calls. Go ahead and finish your point.
I was just going to say it's not a coincidence that Michelle Obama's in the news these days, especially when this transgender bathroom is. Issues coming up because she was born a man and she's probably pushing this from in the White House. So have at it.
Well, I mean, Obama was raised by a top communist pornographer. That's on record. And he did have a quote tranny nanny when he was in Indonesia. He wrote about it in his book and I'm not attacking him for that, but it's just, there's a whole weird agenda. I think Michelle Obama is actually a snapping turtle. I don't think that she's actually a man. Mark, thank you. I appreciate your call. Who's been holding the longest now? Let's talk to Chris in Indiana, talking about Beyonce video. If you just tuned in, she had one at the Super Bowl about attacking cops and burning up police cars. Now it's running around with little girls, knocking windows out with a baseball bat and attacking people's vehicles and blowing things up. This is all the establishment selling this to make your kids act like a bunch of thugs, to run around and burn stuff down so they can be locked up in prison and work for 25 cents an hour. So this is slave training for your children to act like criminals so the system can destroy them. But go ahead, Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, good afternoon.
Welcome, Chris. What is on your mind today? The Beyonce video?
Hey, yeah, about the Beyonce video, yeah, I just want to quick point out, that reminds me of The Purge with Ethan Hawke, just like beating everything out with a baseball bat all over the city and such on cars and all that.
Yes.
Well, no, but what I really wanted to get to is these new Fox News polls that came out with the Trump campaign. I mean, Trump is kicking butt.
I mean, yeah, coming out and calling Hillary a crook and a criminal, which is true, and making fun of her going, hello, good to see you, I'm here, you know, turning to each teleprompter. It's just insane.
Hello, I am Hillary, crooked Hillary Clinton. Yes, I am not going to be presidential. I am going to be Donald Trump. I'm going to be myself, not some robotic person that reads off of a teleprompter. Yeah, that's like the message he's sending out.
It's beautiful, brother. It's beautiful.
These Fox News, it is beautiful. These Fox News polls that came out, though, my home state of Indiana yesterday had these Fox News polls. Indiana, Trump 41%, Cruz 33%, Kasich 16%, and then you got California. Check this out with those 172 winner-take-all delegates. Trump 49%, Cruz 22%, Kasich 20%. Trump is up 27%.
Yes, no. I talked about this Friday. Trump is going to get, now they admit, conservatively, way over the 1,237 he needs. So that's why they have Pinhead, Priebus, and all the rest of them on TV saying, now if he gets that, he doesn't get it. So that's how arrogant these people are. I appreciate your fine points there, Chris. Now we're going to go to Nick in Philadelphia here in a moment, then Andrew, and others. Centino next after that. But just think about how we've degenerated, that we're having to sit here and obsess over bathrooms, male and female bathrooms. Again, they say, don't say mother or father. Don't say he or she. Say she or ze. This is actually in the high school directives to your kids. They're teaching you it's bad to be biologically as a mammal the way you're supposed to be. Quite frankly, folks, again, I should have to preface the fact that if you think you're a man and you're a woman, knock yourself out. If you think you're a woman and you're a man, go for it, man. I'm a libertarian, but I get to exist. I don't have to be henpecked and social justice warrior and told I don't count because I'm a white male. No, no, no. You're following brainwashing. You're not going to get a job or a future now in this post-industrial world. So what you get is a new sex or a new protected group or the new way you've been abused, because all your real rights are being taken. So now you've been given all these faux rights where you run around and talk about where you go potty. Talk about arrested development. This is psychological warfare. This is level 4, fifth generation warfare. On record. Let's go to Nick in Philadelphia as we talk about the fall of America and bathrooms. Go ahead, Nick.
Alex, how you doing, my friend? Good to talk to you.
Good, my friend. What's your take on this?
Okay, my take on this is you hit the nail on the head in Endgame. I mean, this is the Georgia Guidestone. This is population reduction, and they're pulling out all stops to try to mess everybody up. This is not a good thing.
And it's all meant for kids to just on TV and at school. All they hear about is trans this, trans that. It's sexualizing kids. It's perverts that want to take over the culture, dominate the media 24/7, and make your 5-year-old say, okay, I'm really a girl, daddy.
And you're right about that, and you're 100% right about that. And the other thing is, you know that one of the government's number one tactics is fear-mongering. I mean, it's like... And a lot of guys have actually talked to me, with me being a scientist. They would say, Nick, how do we know if this person's really a girl or this person's a guy? And it's like they're afraid to ask people out on dates anymore. And, you know, it's like they're turning the sexes against each other.
It's scientific end of humanity. Look, the communists kill you if you try this, because they're already running their own crime op. And they go, we're going to go with male and female. It's more powerful. Look, we've been taken over by the scientific eugenics evil. Communism was just a test spinoff, just like Hitler was a test of the eugenics. Hitler's fascism was a test. Those systems failed. They're going with this. You want to see the modern takeover? This is it, brother. And you know, as a scientist, just get the documents. It's admitted in Endgame 1.5 that's online only. We show all the documents on this.
We're going to bring in 5 million people with jihad past. And everything's okay. The government wants to take care of you. We're going to bring in millions with TB and not even test them. But we love you. We're the New World Order. Drink your fluoride.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I got like 10 callers left. I want to try to race through your calls. Callers from all over the place. Briefly, help fund the info war. I love the Donald Trump hats. Make America great again. But you got to be free before you can be great. So we have the camouflage hat. We have the classic red one and the blue one, made in America. And it's, again, just like the hat Trump puts out, but with our own message, the Gadsden flag on the back, and InfoWars.com. And 10% off on these when you sign up for AutoShip, or when you get $50 or more, you get free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase is absolutely vital so we can cover the RNC in Cleveland and more. Very expensive to run this operation. You can also get the great nutraceuticals like Supermel Vitality or X2 or the other products, the skeletal defense bone and joint formula together. 20% off right now. You can get free shipping on that as well. InfoWars.com. Life.com is where you find the nutraceuticals, our line of excellent, top-of-the-line, super high-quality, but also very affordable nutraceuticals. We come up with the very best staples like bone and joint formula. And we come out with also trailblazing, cutting-edge new formulas that nobody else has. So that's our formula. Have the classic super hardcore stuff at low prices that's just known staples, but also a bunch of stuff that's super advanced, like Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, and others, InfoWarsLife.com. Find the whole line of longevity products that I endorse and are excellent as well at InfoWarsHealth.com, and your purchase also helps fund this operation, InfoWarsHealth.com. Okay, who's been holding the longest here? We got Andrew, speaking of fluoride in the water, which Harvard admits brain damages you, and the federal government admits it should be taken out, but it hasn't been for some reason. Andrew in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How's it going? Good. I look forward to beating you in Cleveland this year.
Gonna be there, brother.
All right, cool. I just wanted to speak briefly about the whole thing you were talking about with the restrooms. I think another, you know, reason why there's so much gender confusion with people is there's all sorts of chemicals being dumped into the water, specifically speaking fluoride. I just recently went to city council and talked to them about the hydrofluorosilicic acid that's being dumped into the water. I just recently called a water treatment plant and found out that they are indeed dumping this chemical into the water. It is a known toxic waste that is gathered from the phosphate companies, shipped directly to our counties, and put directly into our water.
And yeah, that's the big secret. It usually has over 200 other chemicals in it, sometimes 300 plus, heavy metal, lead, mercury, arsenic, but it's grandfathered where the water before has to be tested, but not after it goes through. They take even good aquifer water in many areas like Austin and then dump poison in it at the end section. And even the EPA 15 years ago and again 3 years ago said, take it out, it's deadly poison, New York Times, but it stays in.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I confronted the leader of the treatment plant here in Westerville, and I talked to city council, and they basically didn't take what I had to say into consideration. They just pointed me to the leader of the treatment plant, and he essentially said the only way that we're going to get it out of the water is by suing.
Well, that's right, and a lot of water plant people know it's bad, want it out. Arkansas started having all these cities opt out of it, so Arkansas passed a law saying you have to have it, and that's being litigated right now. Look, they want us to drink the hydrofluorosilicic acid because it's an adjuvant that accelerates all other known toxins. It massively amplifies. It's like having a little radio. You put it to a huge amplifier, it makes it a lot louder. It's like giant jumbo speakers, you know, at a rock concert for every other chemical. And I've had top scientists on. We've won the argument. We've won the debate. Google Harvard study on fluoride, brain damage, bone cancer. 20-plus studies Harvard looked at, did their own study, and found it is a major IQ reducer. And North American IQs have been dropping for 60 years since it was implemented. 60 years. God bless you. I got to jump, Andrew. Great points. Let's go ahead and take another call here. He's been holding the longest. After that, let's talk to Santino in California. Thank you for holding, Santino.
Yes, I have two quick points to make, and one is the Syrian refugees who keep yelling and screaming, Hail Hitler. I want all your listeners to know that there was once a point in time where Hitler had Mufti brigades of Muslims and SS Nazi brigades fighting against the Russians in the north, and Donald Trump's our only hope. Without Donald Trump, we're doomed, and that's all I had to say.
Well, just stay there. We're going to play it for you. Yes, it's true that most of the Middle East was behind Hitler. He was able to take the Middle East because of Hitler. The Grand Imam of Jerusalem was his top backer, along with the Grand Imam of the Turkey. That is your so-called Syrian refugees, probably Saudi Arabians. Allah Akbar, Adolf Hitler. You are arrested in Germany if you even say you're basically Heil Hitler, but they're allowed to. I shouldn't laugh. It's just crazy. They'll probably get an ADL award. Santino, anything else?
Yeah, all I had to say is Donald Trump's the only hope we have left. Without Donald Trump, this country is just going to be lost into time, and the UN slowly going to grasp us like they did with Australia, UK, and that's all I got to say.
That's right. The left brings in Stone Age anti-freedom groups, and then we have to give up our liberty because it makes them mad. German women are being told, let them rape you. This is in the news. You cannot make the magnitude. I want to go back to calls, but I love Trump, but I'm going to rip this off and do better because Hillary, I'm teleprompter free as well. I mean, I wrote the book on that. I'm proud of it. And she looks to the front, to the left, the right, and she's like, hello, good to see you. I'm glad we're here. We're for women. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, she's like a robot. Here's Trump making fun of her.
First of all, I'd have a teleprompter. You ever see crooked Hillary Clinton? She walks in. Good afternoon, Bridget. How are you? This is crooked Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, she turns like a robot. Oh, that's tough.
If people start yawning and leaving, the whole thing is a disaster.
Let's go past the next thing. Oh, my gosh, it's so refreshing. And they're just pulling their hair out. Communist China has killed 84 million people under Mao alone, and they call him Hitler. Kill me another good one. Mexico does forced labor and tortures you if you're illegal. He just says they have to go, and we have to create a visa to bring him right back. He's Hitler. I'm sorry. It's just the triumph of BS over reality is so ridiculous. And it's not happening anymore. The name mother, father isn't bad. Kids, it's okay. We send our kids to schools that teach them the name boy and girl is bad because it might hurt someone to create guilt in our kids because they're a boy or a girl. This is freaking brainwashing. Excuse me. I apologize. Let's go ahead and talk to Jackie in Florida. Jackie, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I want you to know I ordered two of your Brain Force a month ago, and they were so great. And then just want to thank you that you put them on sale this last week. And I ordered 12 more and ordered also some for my mom along with the DNA Force.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, man. We couldn't do it without you. And we're having not funding issues, but it's hard in this economy to keep going at this level. So thank you. What happened when you used the Brain Force?
It was awesome. I'm a school teacher, and it keeps me on top of all of those kids. I'm telling you, it's better than anything that I'm not. I don't smoke. I don't drink, and it gives me that pick-me-up. I don't drink
coffee. It's all natural, super awesome stuff. Thank you for your support. God bless you, Jackie. What's your take on the issues?
Well, my thought is I was listening to the Pope, and I'm just checking different things out that he's saying, and he's calling all the churches together to unite under, you know, for the sake of global warming.
Yeah, carbon taxes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's talking about getting back to a day of worship, all of this in the, you know, for the family and all of these things. And I want to know what your thought was as far as him implementing or the government next enforcing this national Sunday blue laws that have been on the books.
Absolutely. I used to hear people talk about blue laws and how they were going to bring them back. And once that's there, you know, the Seventh-day Adventists were really concerned about it. I thought, oh, yeah, whatever. But then I learned that's actually being pushed. That's going to be part of this global government deal, is they're going to start bringing in religious laws like Sharia and blue laws. They're actually doing it in Europe now and actually making people submit. So, like, under this new system, it won't be separation of church and state. We'll all have to, like, politically correct, do what every other religion says, or we get in trouble. But then certain classic Western things are banned. And that's what I was just getting at. It's so freaky. It's so weird. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I'm out of time. Sorry to Alex. Sorry to Jim, Eric, everybody else. Call me back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're going to have open phones tomorrow. I want to start taking a lot more calls because I love your calls with the weekday transmission. The most important thing to do is realize good is rising. People are waking up big time. Things got to get bad before they get good. This is how our metal gets tested. Tell everybody you know about InfoWars.com and the listen page, the free video feeds, all of it. You are the ambassadors of liberty. You are the modern Paul Revere's. It's nighttime, so saddle up and ride. We'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow. InfoWars.com.